This is the best.
Play Xbox,
dude.
And it'll all work out.
Well, it's also, you get dudes. The theories. The problem is they'll link me in with, like, he's like, dude, no harder vibe to get pussy than going to the beach. Cause these dudes are always trying to figure out hacks. So they're like, if you go in the ocean and get out, you don't take a shower, girls are way more attracted to you. That's like the wild style. I was like, dude, of course.
Yeah,
like,
obviously. Get salt water in your hair.
That's what they're saying. It's like, dude, obviously, that's, dude, the shit he
that's
puts
good
on
vibrations.
Here. I'm trying to find the one. It's so funny. Where he'll be like, am I listening to fucking Dido Eurotrance remixes on the beach? You bet I am.
Oh, my God.
It's so funny. This guy's going to come beat my ass. He's jacked as fuck, dude.
Yeah, he might whip your ass, but you could hit him with the I'm ready to die. He's not ready to die. He's still got to save women.
Sure. Yeah.
He's got a mission.
His work is not done yet.
His work's not complete until he fucks everybody's girlfriend.
Wait.
Until he probably sexually assaults them because
they're
blacked out.
Here's one tweet. White privilege is not a myth, but it's reserved for white boys who are absolutely drowning in the sauce only. Yes, we are a privilege. What the fuck does that even mean?
I know that's right.
What does drowning
in
the sauce mean?
Drowning in the sauce means you drippy, bro. You drenched.
Yeah, these dudes are fucking.
It's your Gemini.
All about the drip. Oh, we both follow magnesium. That's how I got down this hole for magnesium poppy.
Who's magnesium poppy?
Magnesium poppy is the boy, dude.
Let me see. Do I follow that guy?
I don't think so. Magnesium poppy, bow tie magnesium. He was a guy who was like, he like got diagnosed with like schizophrenia.
Sick.
And he
time
just
to tweet,
dude.
Time to hit the internet.
Well, he started like eating a tons of magnesium, all kinds of weird shit. And he's like, dude, I got off all my meds, got off everything. Now he's just on there just being like, yeah, dude, you just need to get a ton of sunlight and like take a ton of, eat a ton of seafood and get magnesium. And he just launches off these long fucking scholarly articles.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not schizophrenic at all.
Dude, I'm
here's
telling
500
you.
Tweets about eating fish.
Bowtied magnesium is the dude. I've watched him in I'll like watch interviews with him.
Yeah.
He's
put in together. Complete control.
He's in complete control.
That's
bro.
Nice.
He is in complete control.
Good for him for obtaining complete control after being diagnosed with the skits.
Well, he said like he was just fucked up and they'd throw you in, they medicate you so heavily that like you're just fucked up. And like, yeah, you probably have schizophrenia.
You're about to break.
And he's like, and once you get that, once they think you got the skits, bro, they're like, you're not in control.
The skits is fun. It's fun to be a bystander, but man, what a tortured, that's such a sad thing.
That'd be a brutal wrong misdiagnosis too.
Yeah.
Where you're just having like fucked up, like neurological allergic reactions to shit and you're just bugging out and everyone's like, yeah, he skits down.
Yeah, he's just crazy.
Yeah, he lost a ton of weight. Dude, he's the man. That's how he's like really against getting too much blue light from your cell phones. He's like, there's people out there.
That's why your light's so low on there.
Oh, for all
you
time.
You keep it as low at all
I
times.
Get flack from my computer screen. I got the Iris eye protecting software. So my shit's like red at nighttime. Brittany gets so pissed off, dude.
Yeah, that would piss me off.
Why? I'm protecting myself.
Had a red computer?
Protecting myself from blue light.
And then they said that? I feel like, God damn it.
You bust out the blue light protectors, dude, the glasses.
Will you wear them?
I lost them. I had them for a while.
You had blue light protecting glasses?
They're so nasty, yeah. I had them on it, dude.
Fuck.
I
had the blue light. Holy fuck.
Thread.
You are thread. Fucking wild.
Girls are fucking whores, dude. Thread.
Yeah, protect blue yourself light protecting.
From, this is my Twitter life. Girls are whores. Protect yourself from EEMF radiation. Girls are fucking sluts. Thread.
That's nice.
I just read it all night. I'm like, and I'm just taking in EMFs fucking like, whoa, nice.
What do the EMFs do? Fuck your eyes up?
Yeah, they say slowly over time, like just deteriorates your eye stuff. Yeah. And they said like there's a lot of studies on this. And there's a back and forth on this. So I haven't been sold either way, but there's like subtle electromagnetic fields that are like important to the way we kind of function.
Sure.
That like cell phones might be fucking with. But it's like one of those things where like, or there's a lot of people saying like, dude, it's fine. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I remember there was something about like when books came out, people were the same thing.
Yeah.
Like everybody's just staring at one little word, just focusing on that. It's going to fuck your eyes up.
Well, here's, to be fair, we got a lot of bifocals, but
eventually, yes, you do need bifocals.
Here's the thing this is what fucks me up about it. So I'm in bed, I'm taking a nap. It's not the first time this happened to me. I'm laying there. I got my arms behind my head. I got my Apple Watch on. All of a sudden, I get this weird feeling in my brain. I go, ow. And then I look and my thing buzzes and I get a text. I go, what the fuck was that? It's happened to me twice now where I've like had my phone near my head.
You're on the fast path to just becoming a psychic medium.
I don't know, dude.
You're on the fast track, dude.
I had the dream.
You're going to be doing arenas where you're just like, does anybody here have an uncle named Rex?
I do. Dude, I'm telling you, it's happened to me multiple times, right? Like, I'm near the watch.
And what was the dream, dude? Hit the dream.
The dream, the Super Bowl, bro. Super Bowl. I had a dream. I texted Shane. I had a dream. Shane won the Super Bowl.
I won the Super Bowl with Matt Stream, and he said, something big's coming, dude.
Something big's coming. It was an auger.
I hope
something
I get
coming.
Hit by a truck. Yeah, like, oh, just so you're this wrong about your dream.
Dude, I'm telling you, it was the Super Bowl. I swear I think you're playing for the Patriots. It wasn't fully, but it was the colors were definitely blue. The colors were blue.
Obviously.
And it was the whole thing, the celebration, all of it. It was just like.
We won the Super Bowl.
It was crazy.
What was I doing out there?
I think you were like tight ending and blocking. You were tight ending and blocking.
Damn. How did you feel about it?
I was pumped.
Did you get to celebrate?
I was pumped. Yeah, I was fucking celebrating like a motherfucker, dude. I was sitting there just going like, oh, fucking
Holy
Super
shit,
Bowl?
I can't believe he did it. He won the
dude,
Super Bowl.
It was sick.
That's so funny.
I woke up from the dream.
It's
and I
so
was
funny
like,
to text me.
I woke up. I was like, holy shit. I woke up more excited from the dream. I was like, what an awesome fucking dream.
That's a nice dream.
It was tight, dude.
Thank you for being happy for me.
I was pumped, dude.
I know me.
You think you if you saw me
Noah
won the Super
won
Bowl.
The Super Bowl. Fucking Noah.
Yeah, I walked up. I was walking my dogs, and I was just
that
like.
That bitch girl thought, dude, just. Fucking Noah won.
I was walking my dog. I was like, great things are coming, dude. The Super Bowl dreams.
The
definitely.
Super Bowl dream is it.
Dude, you know what happened to Carl Jung?
What's that?
He had dreams of like rivers of blood. And then World War, I think, II happened.
Oh, man.
He was having like reoccurring dreams of just Europe like burning.
You got to explain to me my tornado dreams, dude.
When were they?
Bad.
When
I've had them forever.
So this is what Carl Jung.
I'll be in the middle of a dream and then a tornado will just form.
Really?
Everyone like we'll be at a party. It'd be like this.
First of all, that's so funny.
And then someone would be like, "Holy shit! Look at the sky!" And you always see the tornado.
What's
form.
Your reaction to the tornado?
We always go down the basement. We're fine.
How are you feeling?
I think I'm pumped when I see it, and then I'm like, "All right, I'm the one that's like, all right, we all got to chill."
Yeah.
But I always stay too long to look at it.
Really?
Till it gets too close. Yeah.
Yes, that's a big thing of dream interpretation that people always want to look at the symbols and say like, "This means that." People forget the subjective experience and how you feel in the dream is very important.
Nobody ever dies. We always go down to the basement or wherever
but
we're
you're like looking at it and you're
I am entranced by it most of the time and then I get to cover slowly.
Really?
Yeah.
That might just be you interacting with the life force energy, dude. You're like, hold on, let me take a glimpse.
I want to see it.
Let me take a glimpse, dude.
I need to see it.
Yeah,
I think it's just because in Twister, the lady was like, hold on, I need to see it. And then they pulled her back into the show.
True.
I think when I was a kid, I watched Twister 48 times.
That might have happened. And my dream might be because didn't you know a guy who played for the Patriots
who
has a tight end?
Yes.
So I might have been that with
you. I think some old memory just fires off and you're like, oh, yeah. That
was dude, Carl Jung was his whole thing is that like there's just the psyche, which is like we all have. So it's kind of weird to explain. But it's like
yeah, but the psyche could not predict the future.
He'd be willing. To, well, this is the beg.
But maybe here's
if
maybe the mood and the fervor was like that.
Or
and
the
that
collapse,
was the collective psyche.
The collapse and expansion of the universe. It's happening over and over and over. And there's higher levels of thought.
Wait, did he believe in that?
I'm unclear. I'm still reading the book right now. But he had like he was like, dude, I had too many weird prophetic type dreams that ended up happening. Where he thinks there's a. Overall psyche that we're tapped into and you can train your nervous system to get more tapped into higher levels of information basically that'll be broadcasted.
We gotta get you into Nostradamus.
I'm trying. I do my mental yogic training every day.
I'd like to see you get into a Nostradamus hole.
Dude, it's all I've been doing.
Well, I remember after 9/11 it was like Nostradamus.
He called
this.
That
he predicted this.
Well it's not that weird. It's not that supernatural of a thing to be like there's people who can tap into higher energy, not higher mental energies to like think of stuff that just wouldn't hit other people.
Yeah, it happens.
It's not
it
that
happens.
Crazy.
You think of a person, they call
stuff like that. Yeah, stuff like
that's
that.
Like you just accidentally tap in.
You might just tap in every now. That's what they're saying. The book I'm reading is all about how when you sleep, you then go into the astral realm, like your brain shuts off and you're dealing with the astral, like the full on astral realm, and that's a part that is a thing of consciousness that just exists that you're just not tapped into until you go to sleep. I don't know. I think it's pretty cool.
It is cool.
All I'm doing, I'm training myself so you guys don't have to do this. So I want to try to see if any of this stuff's real.
Please.
Because you need total inner silence. You need inner stillness. Because the physical realm's so noisy and it'll distract you.
Yeah.
So if you can quiet that out, then it's like. Because what they talk about is how do insights just occur instantly to people? It's like you didn't, that wasn't a voluntary thing. It's just like, boom, I figured out the double helix.
Yeah.
And it's right. How that happened. pretty nuts.
There's that inner silence.
There is. Way to bring your podcast to a screeching halt, dude.
No, you didn't.
That's all I do. That's why maybe I'm making you guys reflect.
That's, yeah, you are. I'm just thinking about it.
All I do is consciousness training. When I'm not podcasting,
I'm just thinking of, you're going to have to be the astral astronaut, dude. I can't go there.
I told you I went to the, I didn't
can't
tell
go
you
with inner silence. I need you.
I went to the astral, dude. I got sleep paralysis recently. I totally pussied out. Out of the astral realm, dude.
It was terrifying.
Because the book I read said that it's nothing. The astral realm is just dudes who died and were just total fucking dickheads. And they go to the lower astral realms and they just bully you and they haunt places.
Fuck, I hope this is wrong, dude.
Then I got sleep paralysis and I was like, he likened it to a bad neighborhood. He's like, you go, you think it's cool going to astral realms. He's like, you'll get fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
He's like, you get possessed. He's like, it's like, that's where the motherfuckers are hanging out. Obviously, if you have a good trainer or like a teacher, they can tell you, show you. I think that's what the Egyptian book or the Tibetan book of the dead's about. How to kind of move through like those weird realms.
Yeah.
Because there was dudes back then with no distractions who would sit in a fucking cave for like years, dude. You're talking about a totally different nervous system.
Yeah.
So our nervous systems are like the impulses that are taking in and relaying the messages. So like you're talking about a dude who trained his nervous system to like total silence. And if you do it long enough, you can encounter like the most peaceful. I've gotten glimpses of them.
Yeah, you told me when you were walking the dog.
Dude, it was crazy.
That's nice.
Pure, you're just chilling. But then the problem is you try to keep it, then it goes away.
Yeah, it's like a sex dream.
It is, dude. It's, like, it's tight.
I'm about to bust.
I'm telling you, if you're out there, if there's dudes out there with nothing to do, it's like, dude, all you got to do is like sit there and just not do anything, be quiet and stare at your wall. You can have a good time. It takes a lot of training. Because that exact thing that goes, ugh. It's like that's the exact thing that needs quieting. That's the thing that needs quieting.
I'm working.
Your
on
brain
it.
Will start going. You don't have to do it if you don't want to. But it's insane. That. Like I talked to Billy.
But
about
sometimes
this.
You need that because otherwise you're wearing like toe forming shoes and you're fucking walking around.
That's the thing. You don't have to do anything. You can just walk around normally.
But I'm saying sometimes the guys that are searching for this, they get lost in the realm.
Yeah, true.
Like if you actually get to the point where you're not like going like it's kind of fucking weird. I'm doing that.
Yeah.
You're up to something.
You can be. It's possible.
You end up being up to something.
It's the razor's edge, dude.
And also, you usually end up just fucking a bunch of ladies.
That can happen.
Yeah, like fucking.
Worst case scenario.
Yeah, worst case scenario. You end up banging a bunch of guys' wives, and then the FBI drives a tank through your house.
But you can also, you can quietly, those dudes, what they say a lot of times, these dudes do this kind of training, and they get like, it happens to apparently Osho, the guy who was Big Country. Wild Country?
Wild Country.
So these guys, they do this training. They get like, they start getting these powers and they just get lost in the sauce of it.
Yeah.
So they, you know, obviously they start getting a ton of pussy and they lose their way.
It's too bad that a ton of pussy can bring down even the sharpest monk.
Any man.
It's a strong force.
A ton of pussy
it's
is
a strong
just
force.
No one's safe, dude.
It's a strong force, dude. Especially you think, that's the thing with them. They're like, I can get as much pussy as I want. It just ruins their life.
Yeah, everything. Yeah.
You think you're fully in control,
sending,
dude.
Sending like Ebola to a buffet or something. Whatever they did towards the end. Yeah, they just panicked and started.
What is that? What happened?
Out. Yeah, I think, right?
Yeah, it was some sort of like a foodborne illness.
Yeah, I think it was like they had captured Ebola somehow and unleashed it on like E. coli. Yes, that's right.
I'm reading
Ebola.
One of his books. It's
what
good.
A simpleton I am.
I was reading a book by Osho. I'm like, man, this guy's great. Who is this guy? And I looked it up and saw Big Country. I was like, God damn it.
Big Country.
Book's great. It's Wild Country.
Saw Dan Reeves out
Big
there.
Big Country. Roy Nelson.
Yeah, man, that's it's a fun thing to do. It's a fun, quiet thing you can do in your head all day, and it's just free. It's a good time. Like, how quiet can I get my head? It's pretty nice. Especially when fucking bays chirping at you, dude. I go full. That's the ultimate test, bro.
That's when it's time to meditate, dude.
It's the ultimate test, dude. Every day I go.
Did you take the trash out?
Today's the day I'm going to transcend. Today's the day I'm going to transcend, and I'll see her like move my jar of coconut oil from where I had it. Like, I'm not done with that yet. And I'm just like, fuck, I lost it. I do things differently. When I'm done, I clean up after I'm done cooking. Yeah. You clean up as you go. No one way's right.
Yes. There's not one correct way. All right,
bro.
I'm trying to ascend.
I'm trying to, that is
trying
the ultimate.
To reach the next plane.
It's the ultimate teach. Dude,
I left out some cups.
They are guru, dude. They are the guru. If you can fully be like, cool. It's impossible. I'm doing all of this stuff, and it's as soon as I wake up, and they're like, ugh, what's wrong? nothing. I'm like,
yeah, I thought.
I get so mad.
My lady's tame, but every once in a while she'll buck.
They buck on you.
I'll be like, she never bucks. This is great. And then all of a sudden it's like, I want to leave now.
Dude,
it's like, oh my God.
Wait till they get pregnant, bro. The pregnancy.
Chill. Chill. How dare you curse me?
It's fun. It's, dude, it's, well, it's the.
No more CPs for a week.
Dude, you
brought that upon us.
It is the, yeah, it's crazy. You're going to not be giving them to it. You're going to take it away.
Retain the seed now.
You're going to spill a cup of Hermes?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It is the, there's no, it's the ultimate level boss of arguments, dude. You can't win. There's nothing you can do. You can only lose. You can't just be like, well, you're being a dickhead because, and like, I'm pregnant. And you're like,
oh, God.
Yes, you are. And if you start downplaying it, you're even bigger. Like,
you're the first person to ever be fucking pregnant. Props to them for getting pregnant.
Oh, dude. It's
good they have that biological just need for it, because otherwise, what a horrendous process.
It's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, like, she's at the point now where, like, you get, like, you wake up every 30 minutes because there's a fucking person inside you that will just go like this on your rib, like pushing your rib cage. And you're like, ow.
Oh my God.
Yeah. She's our new baby now is upside down, like standing like her, which you're not supposed to be doing.